Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Back to pass, looking left, has time. Pressure coming, now rolls out to the right, looking for an open receiver. He's got Kincaid, caught in the back of the end zone for a 6-yard touchdown reception. Fires down the right side, looking for Coleman. He's got it, and he's into the end zone. The rookie with his first touchdown as a pro. Allen back to pass, looking right, now over the middle, complete to Shakir, races away from the defender, 10-5, spins into the end zone for the touchdown. Back to pass, pressure coming, throws, has Ty Johnson for a touchdown, a 16-yard touchdown reception for Ty Johnson, and Josh Allen has 4 touchdown passes in the first half.
Fun and wonderful thing when you got a bunch of guys that don't care about the stats, they don't care about the touchdowns. And again, I think throughout practice, we've just had this mindset of like, hey, let's just do things the right way and find ways to win football games. That's what we're doing right now.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Football Monday on this Tuesday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. I'm here with my brief, probably report on going to a Bills game. That's going to a Bills game.
Tell us all about it.
My first going to a Bills game experience since they got pretty. I mean, that's not counting the press box, right? Where
right.
You don't stand up in the press box.
Right.
You don't cheer. You don't stand up. You don't sing.
Check, check, check. Right.
I mean, maybe it's different now.
Nah, probably not. It's pretty much the same, I would think. Yeah, I was thinking about you a lot last night watching the game because, you know, we were last in there on a regular basis in 2019. Like, Allen was, you know, the runway was clear for a landing, but, like, he hadn't landed yet. Like, he was not what he's become. You know, you could see promising signs, but it was not a sure thing. And so to have that performance in person, I'm stuck here wondering what that's like. Like, what is it like to see him play like that in person? Because he's had probably games where he's made more spectacular looking plays, but every throw, like the touchdowns were absolutely right where they should be. So the guy catching the ball does not have to break stride in the least. Like, these guys weren't wide open. They were open if you put the ball right where it needs to be. And I mean, he just was money last night.
Kincaid, Shakir's touchdown.
Johnson's touchdown was that.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, they're just Coleman's touchdown, same thing. It's just right there. Coleman might have been the most open of the bunch. Well, Kincaid in the back of the end zone, there was no one there.
For me, both in person and on TV have different benefits. Mm-hmm. Like, I got home and the game was still going in the fourth quarter and they showed the Johnson touchdown again. And that was way cooler on TV from behind the quarterback than I couldn't even see who caught the pass from where I was sitting in like the opposite corner.
Yeah.
So what you get, I mean, obviously you get the enthusiasm of the crowd and the, you know, the feelings, but you also get, you can really see the play.
Right.
And my wife compared it to hockey. It's our first game together ever last night. And this reminds me of sitting in your suite for the Sabres games and how you can see, you know, if you're knowledgeable about it, and you know, so many fans are, you can almost play the game along with Allen. Like, where if you can,
right,
if you can learn, train yourself how to see it all or enough of it to do that, you know, over here, you know, you can sort of, and you cannot do that on television. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Because you cannot see what he sees down the field. So that's fun to try to do that last night. And I got into a groove calling plays. Not nice. By name.
Nice.
But like, empty backfield, he's going to run. If he can run the night, he's running quarterback draw right now.
Yeah.
And that happened. and there were a couple others. They were that fourth down to Shakir on the first drive, that little dolphin motion where it's back toward quarterback and then back the other way, and the Jacksonville guy keeps going.
Yes.
Like that happened in the Super Bowl with the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an easy play. And you can see all that happening, you know, in person much more easily than you could if it's even possible on television.
Yeah.
But the number one thing, my number one takeaway is the ab workout. It is now to go to a Bills game because you are constantly getting up and down.
if you're sitting at all. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and we went and ended up in the work suite. So we were sitting a lot, but then, you know, third downs and other times, it's up and down, up and down,
Down. Yep.
So, you know, I'm exhausted.
Oh, well, you know, my heart bleeds.
Yeah, so I'm sore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just a demolition is what – I mean, that was a demolition of an NFL team that had their backs against the wall and were desperate and, you know, to have talented players. And, oh, my gosh, they just – the Bills just stomped on them and just kept never stopped. I mean, it was reminiscent of the Patriot playoff game. I mean, what are we doing here? can you stop this team at all? No? Okay. Just a dominating performance and – you know, checking off boxes here. You know, I the way I talked before both of these, the last two night games here that we were on pregame for was, you know, is this a game where they get dragged out of trying to run it and need to throw it because the opposition either A, stuffs the run, or B, more realistically, I think before the Miami game, certainly, you know, they get their yards and get their points, and it becomes a game where you got to kind of go tit for tat there, and slowing it down isn't going to work. This game last night, there was none of that. They just, like, we think we can throw it on you, so we're going to throw it on you, and boy, were they right. I mean, they just did whatever they wanted. Precision is what Allen was. And I've felt this way about him at other points in his career. After the first 2 weeks of the 22 season, I think, right? It was quick passing in L.A. And, like, Chris Collinsworth is talking about how, oh, my God, if he becomes, like, a tactician of Brady-esque caliber, look out, league. And I don't think that really ever took. But last night was more. Usually his game is about power and athleticism, and it's dynamic. And I'm not saying none of those things were present last night, but it was precise. That's what I'm talking about. Where every ball, run after the catch, I mean, they're just killing it. And he's just putting the ball right where it needs to be. And that is just such a promising sign. Not that I was worried about it prior to last night, but I feel like it's another layer that he's capable of and that this offense is capable of that, I don't know, I wasn't really thinking about that sort of game from him, right? Run after catch, we've talked about it. Trapasso is tweeting at us because, you know, for years we've talked with him about run after the catch. The Bills are in the bottom of the league, the 28th, 29th, 30th in run after catch. They're right up at the top of the league, and Shakir is right up at the top of the league in that department this year, and that takes precision.
Yes, I always thought some of that was attributable to Allen. Like, enough of it was for me to not want to just kind of feel, I felt it was lazy to just dump it all on the coordinator or even the receivers. Like, there's a certain kind of pass, if you will, that frees that up. And last night was definitely that night. The line, you know, like, not every game is going to be like that. Opponents, there's better opponents. And right now, and you go for it. I mean, it's fun. But the temptation is to just be like, okay, this is the best Bills team of all time. And there's a lot that has to happen first. But so far, like in these last two games, he's clean. You know?
I mean,
there's – what is Jacksonville supposed to do? By the time that game gets to the middle of the second quarter, they've got no moves left. They're down the good linebacker. They're down two DBs already. They had another injury, and they could not get to him.
And the score is so crooked already. You're going for every fourth down by, you know, late in the second quarter of an NFL game.
And they were
right. That's where they were living. Like, they just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, the line is a very good. Like, that was as clean. I mean, to just be able to hang in there and kind of do whatever you want. That certainly aids the precision point here. Like, you don't get that.
He had no stress.
If you got to move and, you know, you just got hands in your face and all that. But that's right.
Those Allen plays that he's famous for, where how does he get out of that? There was one. There's one that I remember in the first half, maybe two. But most of these plays were anything but that.
Right. The Kincaid touchdown he had to create on. Like, he got bottled up there and spun away from that and extended it. And that was more of a classic Allen, you know, highlight reel type play. But, man, so many of the other passes were just dropped right where they needed to be. And not, you know, they're not pushing the ball 40 yards down the field, but that also wasn't just bubble screens. You know, that was all just intermediate, I guess, is what that was. And it was just nails. So,
well, especially early, before it all was established and then it was just over, it's all sideways. You know, it's a lot of horizontal, like we've been talking about going back all summer. What is it going to look like? You know, you don't have established downfield threats. You know, you got bigger with Coleman, you've got Kincaid, but the season has started and they're really not still doing that with Kincaid. He's not even running as many routes as Knox at this point, but I'm not complaining. I mean, this is just something I've been saying I think needs to change. But everything is out to the wings, you know, like the passes to Cook, the passes to Shakir, Knox as well in this game. Just, we're taking you out to the boundaries. And Allen can make those throws, and that was an easy game. So,
yeah, and so, you know, most encouraging to me is that they chose to approach it that way. What it means to me, it's one game, but, like, you know, we react to every one of these, right? So run heavy. Well, here's a matchup that maybe tells you your advantage is going to be in the passing game, and rather than just sort of stick to, well, we want to be this, we're going to establish this, no, it's going to come out and throw it all over you, and this game is going to be over by 8 o'clock. Which is pretty much what happened last night. So that's a credit, of course, to the players that executed it, but the coaching staff. Brady, some of these plays, I mean, you already mentioned the fourth down play to Shakir, which sort of felt a little bit like a spin-off of what they did for Cook last week on fourth down. And this, you know, the doubling, what do you call it, the dolphin motion. There's that. You're getting the Kincaid long play down the right sideline early in the game.
Yes.
You're just getting...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was cool.
Creativity. I'm going to go here. Oh, we're bringing in the extra linemen. Oh, okay. Here's two guys on the route, and one of them's going to break free wide open for a touchdown. Thank you for coming.
That was a great – we had a great angle on that one Kincaid pass from that – eventually that corner of the end zone where Kincaid scored. And that might have been the same drive. I don't know. But it was all one drive.
Right.
The first half.
Right.
And that's, what is that, a slant corner. So Kincaid is out wide in the formation, goes into the hash marks, and then back out to the sideline. The ball's perfect.
Yep.
So right at us.
just really encouraged by, you know, of course the talent, but I just thought Joe Brady had a tremendous night. All night I'm thinking about it. There was a day in the summer where I walked in one day and like how you doing? I'm like, you know what I was thinking about today driving in? What if Joe Brady's really good at this? Might he be really good at this? I think right now he looks like he's pretty damn good at it. Like every game there's been stuff that he's done that has just been, now I don't know, that's not probably a bottomless pit that you can just continue to scoop, you know, creativity out of. So I don't know what else is held back here, but I just think play design, the timing of things, he's been tremendous. Well, he's had a very good first three games in his first full season.
Sure. It's the combination of that and the player, right? I mean, Allen has a handle on it. He had last year. Maybe it was easy to make that transition. Maybe it wasn't. But these games so far look like he has a complete mastery of it. And one of the best traits, I think, for me anyway, for my taste, about Allen is just how, like, seriously engaged he is with all aspects of it. You know, like, he is really in control of the whole thing. Brady, I think, has even called it Allen's offense. I'm going back into the spring, maybe, if I remember correctly. And I don't want to take credit away from him, but it's like the Josh Allen show where all the motion, all the reads. This guy, and this is nothing new, but if you watch the fourth quarter of this game on TV, the camera was like never off him. He wasn't in the game, but he's laughing. You know, they're having a great time on the sideline. The Davis touchdown happens, Ray Davis, and, you know, he's loving that. And right down to the very last play of the game.
Yeah.
So
what was he? What is he telling?
Well, like, here's what I think:
get line up and snap it because the clock is running. They're not taking a timeout. Let's just get out of here.
That's yes, what I because it looked like. Trubisky kneeled it with like 44 seconds left. And so there should have had to be one more kneel down.
Right.
And they don't show the field again.
Right.
They just show Allen for the rest. And he's gesturing like, that's what I thought too. Come on.
Yeah.
Why
and,
wait?
And then eventually he just starts walking out there and like, well, okay, I guess the game's over.
First of all, like, that's, he's so into it that I wouldn't necessarily need that from him if I'm Trubisky, you know? Like, just I chill out.
Right.
It's my turn. Right? The game's over. Relax. But he's just like, come on. I think that was what he was gesturing. And then you see him make a face like, oh, I guess I don't need to.
Yeah.
The clock changed, and then they just didn't need to kneel it out a second time. And right, comes on the field.
Right.
And you never see anything else.
Yeah, I see Allen over there going like, all right, I got to get out. I got to talk to Laura Rutledge. I got and then somebody else, and then the podium. And let's go. Let's get rolling here. Short week.
Short week.
I want to get home.
Short.
Or somewhere, anyway.
Yeah. Just one of those classic recent years, Josh Allen era demolitions. That's how you put it?
Yeah, demolition is exactly
throttling.
What it was. Yeah, sure. Domination. I mean, choose your word. I don't. But yeah, man, it was.
Do you ever feel bad for the other guy?
No.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
No.
Like, this poor team, they are ready for the check here. The second quarter.
I can't believe, well, we'll see. It's still just, you know, 3:18 on Tuesday after the game. That game stunk like somebody's getting fired.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only week three, so the head coach might be a pretty big move. Obviously, a huge move. But that team is DOA. I mean, the Bills sucked every last bit of life out of that team last night. By the second quarter, it's just there.
Well, just you know,
when's the plane?
What kind of level did they bring in before it was sucked out? That's what I was thinking about this game. Like we talked about, either that was going to happen or Jacksonville was going to win. You know, if they were really up for it. And they can catch the Bills, and Lawrence can take this opportunity to show. We talked a lot about him, more than ever, probably talking about Trevor Lawrence. Like that was such a moment for him to change the script on their season and on his career and on that franchise.
Yeah,
and it did not even come close to happening, and he was so far off.
Yeah, And on TV, you wouldn't know this, I assume, because you were still at the game at this point. When he throws the pick, like as that ball is getting snapped, Lewis Riddick is giving the, somebody's got to do something. This is a moment where literally, it was the most ill-timed interception for a Jaguars fan. If you're listening to the man talking on your TV, he's telling you what needs to happen here. The game is still there. They got, and he just sails it so far over, I forget whose head it was, doesn't matter, right to Hamlin. And like, I totally startled my wife because like that just happened. And my reaction was, ha! just flew out of me. I was like, it was so well timed with the commentary. Just, oh, we need them to, just somebody's got to make it. Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's not going to happen.
At the same time as it was a tremendous night for the home team, it was just the worst night for the Jaguars. And a lot of it was that kind of stuff that, when are they going to push it? I mean, you're getting beat here. This is important. When are we going to try anything? How about the end of the first half? So it's 27-3, and then they get stopped. The Bills go down. It's 34-3. But there's still a minute, or maybe less than that. But still, like, what are they going to do here? And I'm talking with friends in the suite. Like, is it just going to kneel it? Like, you can't kneel it. You can't kneel out the second quarter when you're down by 31 points. So they don't. But it's still just dink and dunk. Everything. No guts. Who cares? I mean, you need 40 points, and throw it, right? I mean, we've been there with the Bills in the old days. You throw the ball, and still they don't. And you remember the last play of the half? It's fourth down, and there are 2 seconds left, and they don't want to punt it. So Lawrence is in the shotgun. Okay, well, it's Hail Mary. The play before, he underthrows somebody by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you can remember the play before, somebody's open in the middle, and he just throws it into the ground almost. Not even close. And so we're talking upstairs, like, is this a Hail Mary? Well, it should be, but does he get it to the end zone? What are the odds he gets it to the end zone? I said he's going to get sacked before he gets it to the end zone. And so what do they do? They roll him to the right, and he immediately throws the ball into the sideline. Like, it was a give-up play. They just wanted to run the 2 seconds off.
Right.
They didn't want to risk the sack. They didn't want to risk a punt return. They didn't want to risk what? He can't get the ball to the end zone from the 30 or the 35-yard line? His own?
Yeah.
I mean, just...
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the play there? That's what the play was. We're getting out of here.
Yeah.
And just so, so wimpy, so bad. Well, I did get ready for reverse AFC power rankings. This is when we do them. And I kind of thought we still would, because like right after that win would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But you know, we both got rolling on the game, and so this can wait. But I did have it out, and you know, maybe Jacksonville goes to the top.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We can do whatever you want. I just, you know, I feel like usually after a weekday Bills game. Well, certainly not a Thursday, but I think usually we've kicked it down the road a day. I don't know if people are up on the traditions the reverse AFC power rankings. But
it depends. There haven't been many. It depends on the game. When they lost to Denver on the Monday night and fired Ken Dorsey, we were not doing rankings.
Right.
But this game, the question is, who's number one?
Yeah.
And
well, I don't
maybe
even,
we can take advice.
I don't think there's even any drama about it. I mean... To me, the Bills look right now like the best team in the league. I know there are other 3-0 teams, and you know we can parse that any way you want and kick it around, but that looks like the most complete best team in the league with the best player in the league at the helm.
After an offseason marked by significant departures and big injuries that have happened since.
Right. Long way to go. Being the best team in the league after 3 weeks does not win you anything, but they look, I mean, Kansas City's 3-0, they're barely surviving their games. Pittsburgh's 3-0, but come on. Minnesota, okay, like that's pretty new, but that could hold, that could be sticky. Their defense looks really good, and Seattle is also 3-0.
Bills are going there.
But, I mean, they are demolishing. I mean, they demolished their last two opponents.
Sean McDermott speaking later, he should do, wasn't it week 3 last year when Miami put up 70 points and then they were coming here?
Yeah, that was a week four game.
Week four, and maybe they were 3-0. Mike McDaniel was asked about scoring 70 points, being 3-0, and he said very dryly, mission accomplished. This is what we talked all summer about being able to do, is winning in week three and scoring 70 points. So we did it. There's really nothing. I mean, he didn't say all that, but It was funny. You wonder if McDermott knows how to find that card. Maybe he could have some fun with it. Doesn't really seem like he's the type. I don't mean that in a bad way. 803-0550 for your calls. We will not have Trista Crick today, but we will have Eric Wood, because it's kind of like a Monday for us. So Eric will be on at 4. Ross Tucker, because in that respect, it's a Tuesday. Ross will be on. That's when it turned back into Tuesday, at 4:30. Ross at 5, and then Paul Hamilton at 6. The Sabres play a preseason game tonight in Pittsburgh. Most of the team that'll be together for the start of the regular season will not play in this game, if not all of it. They'll go to Germany tonight.
Right.
And then have a game against a German team later this week. There's another preseason game here.
Right. So it's a very AHL-centric lineup tonight for the Sabres.
But they have the Sabre uniforms on, so we carry the game.
Right. Those are the rules.
Those are the rules. Football Monday brought to you by, on a Tuesday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, 803-0550 for your calls next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.